The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
All right, good morning. Welcome to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield Community Radio. Also listening to us in Stockbridge, Lee, and Lennox on 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Watching us on Access Pittsfield 1301 and, of course, on PCTV Select. All kinds of ways to watch your Morning Drive program or listen to it. We'll welcome all of our listeners here today. This is Sean Sayre. I'm here with you on Thursday, July 17th, and glad to have you with us. You know, it's middle of July, and we just got through the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, and we had the ESPY Awards last night. We had all kinds of sort of that middle summer, like, low period for sports. The only thing that's happening is baseball, and so I think that's important that today we're going to do a show all about baseball and all about baseball in Pittsfield. We've got a group of folks going to talk about the Babe Ruth Baseball 13U Regional Tournament that's going to be happening here at Wacona Park starting next Friday, July 25th. It's going to be a great tournament, bringing teams from all over New England. It's going to be very interesting to have that. And actually, it's the first time in a couple years that that's happened. We're going to talk to the organizers of this tournament. We have Dave Wildgoose, the president of the organization. We have manager Corey Hillard and coaches Scott Reed and Aiden Hillard. We're going to be talking to them all about the team and the tournament and all kinds of fun stuff coming up. So if you like baseball, even if you don't like baseball, stick around and listen to today's show. We appreciate it. Here we go. Let's do the weather forecast first from the National Weather Service. We do have kind of a hot and muggy morning out there. It's mid-70s, and it's just like thick. The air is just thick. I do hear we're going to get a little relief, though, after today and tonight. So let's hear that forecast, and we'll come right back. Berkshire
Weather. WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, showers likely. A chance of thunderstorms this morning, then thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Some thunderstorms may produce gusty wind and heavy rainfall this afternoon. Hot with highs in the upper 80s. Southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Chance of rain 70%. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Showers and thunderstorms likely in the evening. Some thunderstorms may produce gusty wind and heavy rainfall in the evening. Cooler with lows in the lower 60s. West wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Chance of rain 60%. Friday, partly sunny in the morning, then clearing. Not as warm. Less humid with highs in the upper 70s. Northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Well, there you have it for your forecast. And yeah, definitely sounds like we're going to get some incoming here a little later today and overnight tonight. But that will bring a little relief for the sleeping because, boy, it's been pretty tough, pretty muggy out there to sleep. But yeah, last couple times I did a show here, they were predicting big storms like that, and then we didn't get anything. Or we got very little. And but, you know, as soon as I say that, of course, we're going to probably get inundated tonight. So who knows? All right. Welcome back to the show. Babe Ruth Baseball is our topic this morning. And on the program today, let me introduce my guests. We have them right here from the left to right. Dave Wildgoose, president of Babe Ruth Baseball. We have Aiden Hillard, a coach. We have Corey Hillard, manager. And we have Scott Reed, another coach. So welcome, gentlemen. How are you this morning? And thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Good.
Yeah, doing well. Thank you.
Good. Great. And always good to talk about baseball in the Berkshires and in Pittsfield. Dave, let's start with you. 2 years ago, I think, was the last time we had a Babe Ruth tournament here in Pittsfield, right?
Yeah, correct. We, 2023, we hosted the 13 to 15 year old New England regional for Babe Ruth, brought in teams from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Eastern Mass, our team from Westfield. And it was a great tournament. We, you know, struggled a little bit with the weather in that tournament. We our last 2 days, we were putting the tarp on and off a couple of times, delayed our championship game, which our team, our Pittsfield team, was in the championship game, played a great game against Norwalk, Connecticut. And it was a great success. I mean, we had great support from the community, good sponsors, good turnout from the community for our games and for all the games. I think all the local businesses benefited by bringing in 150 families from around New England. They get to see the Berkshires. They get to experience what we experience every day and sometimes take for granted.
Yeah.
But it was good to highlight not only what we offer here in Pittsfield and in the Berkshires for other communities, but also a chance for us to display what we have with Wacona Park. Even it's not in its former glory, and you know there's a lot of work that needs to be done there. We all know about that, but I think it was great to highlight the fact that you know Pittsfield's still a baseball town, and baseball really is important to our community. And I think that was on great display. And that's why Babe Ruth came back to us this year, or late last year, and asked us to host again. So so it was a good lead in to us being able to do this again.
How hard is it to land a tournament like this for Pittsfield? Because it you know it can rotate around, it goes different places. I think last year it was in Westfield. Am I right about that?
Yes, last year
the same tournament or one similar.
Correct. I think
because last time it was 13 to 15s, and this year it's 13 and under.
Correct. It's the 13U, which was in Westfield last year. Westfield hosts quite often. I think it was 1993, might have been the last time we hosted before 23. So, you know, we went 30 years without hosting. And I think what you need to do is establish that ability to do it. And then once you do, now you become a potential host as the New England regional commissioner looks around and says, where can we have these tournaments? And now we're on the radar, so it's important.
And I wonder, you know, talking about, again, what it takes to land a tournament and bring a tournament in, because there are a lot of benefits, as you just mentioned, what types of things are they looking for in a host community to be able to put this on? Are they looking for some of the, beyond just the park and the quality of the park, they're looking for other things in the community?
Yeah, I think the big thing is there a general support for baseball, right? Mm-hmm. They're looking for communities where baseball matters, that they care, that there's, you know, some demonstrated success, some participation in tournaments and in regionals and getting there.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are all factors. We've seen that with one of the sites in Rhode Island that's hosting our 14s. Actually, our 14-year-old team is attending regionals, and they start tomorrow in North Providence, Rhode Island. That league has, over the last couple of years, developed some of that same support and been able to host a couple of tournaments. So that's really what they're looking for, is there general support in the community? And then, are the facilities adequate?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in 2023, they came over and they looked at Wacona Park, and they had wanted to see what we had there and how it was going to work. And having the Suns there was helpful. And now that they understand how we run the tournament there, they're very comfortable with it. So
and even in 2023, Wacona Park was basically in the similar condition that it is now, where the grandstand had already been closed. So they sort of know that was a part of it, right?
Yes. Yeah. And a big part of it is, do you have enough facilities for like bleachers, things to accommodate fans? Mm-hmm. And they were happy with what we had there. And they knew, again, with Westfield hosting at Bowman's Field quite often, they have the Starfires there. So so they understand that that league, and the fact that the Suns were here was a big part of it.
Yeah. And so let's talk about the Pittsfield 13U All-Stars, the team that's going to be hosting this. And the way the tournament works, right, is that the host team gets to play in the tournament. And a lot of times they'll get, like, that last slot in the day's play, that last game, right, at night under the lights. Let's open it up to our manager and our coaches here. Tell us about the kids on the team.
Well, the kids on the team, a fun group. What a fun group.
Yeah.
A lot of characters. You know, they come to practice. They work hard.
Mm-hmm.
They're very excited about the regional tournament. They can't wait to get going, you know.
How long have these kids been playing baseball for?
God, since probably little league, minor league, rookie ball.
Yeah.
You know.
Probably 7 years old, I'd say.
Yeah.
Triple A.
Seven, yeah.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of talent. Pitchings. We have three really good pitchers that I think do an excellent job.
Mm-hmm. You know, how many kids on the team?
We have 13.
13 kids.
13 kids.
And how many pitchers out of those 13 kids?
We have three solid good pitchers right now. Working on a fourth, you know.
So it's not quite like the majors where you've got, you know, your five starters and your eight.
Bullpen. You know, most teams in the tournament, they really have two good pitchers, you know. If you can get that third pitcher that's really good, it's very helpful.
Yeah.
You know, I know my son, Cameron Hillard, who they went to the World Series when he was 13. It was him and Connor Pirano, you know, and then we had, you know, other good pitching, but not as, you know, I think those two were the main pitchers that, you know, they did very well in that tournament, you know.
And I guess, you know, you think about how many years the kids have to get good at what they're doing, right? So you say you start at 7 years old, a tender age of seven, you know, and by 13, you've identified that, you know, they can pitch, they can field, they can hit, you know, and just building those skills. What's that like by the time you get them as a Babe Ruth team? What are you looking at for skills, and then what are you looking at to improve?
You know, obviously their arms, you know, they come in as 13s, their arms aren't as strong, you know.
It's a big jump from the smaller field to the bigger field.
It is a big jump, you know, and just working with them on that.
And the Babe Ruth field is the same, basically, dimensions as Major League, whereas the Little League field's a little smaller.
Yeah. But, you know, as they come in as the 13s when they start, you know, by the end of the year, their arms have improved so much, you know. You see that difference between the start and the end of the season, you know. But they work hard, you know.
And then tell us about the families, if you will, too, because behind every great Babe Ruth player at 13 years old, there's a supportive family behind them, sort of, you know, keeping it all working, right? Keeping everything, all the pieces in place. What's that like? And I'm sure all of you have baseball backgrounds one way or the other, right, that you can bring some experience with. How about you, Aiden? What's it like to be in a baseball family, especially one that's got to travel around and play games in all kinds of different places?
Well, to be honest, it's kind of cool. I kind of get to travel for free. You know, I have a brother. He goes places. I'll, you know. That's a cool experience. We've been sort of watching this tournament from the sidelines for 4 years because that's when my brother, his son, started playing.
Yeah.
And we've just been wanting this team for a while, so it's something that we're really dedicated to. And yeah.
And I assume you played yourself?
I did. I played up until high school.
Yeah. And what was your difference sort of as you made those transitions from Little League to Babe Ruth or Babe Ruth to – is American League Legion next after that, or where does that fit in
versus Legion,
high school?
Legion and Babe Ruth, they're kind of like coexisting right now. I know a few kids that played Babe Ruth and Legion.
Okay.
I know the Babe Ruth League obviously extended the age to 16 instead of 15. But yeah.
Mm. Yeah, we had Babe Ruth International did change the age range from 13 to 15 to now 13 to 16. They made that change 2 years ago. And took us some time to embrace it and figure out how it's going to work for us because we do have alternatives such as Legion. The junior team is in that age range. And, you know, we struggled a little bit with how do you go from having, you know, three ages to four. And much like Little League that you know, goes 9 to 12, The skill gap between a 9-year-old and a 12-year-old is very similar to the skill gap between a 13-year-old and a 16-year-old, right? 16-year-olds likely playing some high school ball or Legion ball, much more developed physically, much more skill than they have at 13. And that's where having, you know, coaches like Corey and Scott and Aiden, who have been around baseball their whole life and understand those transitions, are helping our 13-year-olds really develop and become better baseball players, become better community members because they're learning from good influences and they're learning the right way to play baseball and how do you compete in a sportsmanlike way, and how do you do things the right way?
Yep.
So it's been a good experience, and they're great coaches.
I would imagine the dynamics of being on a team as well is something, right, that you pull together. And, you know, I think about how fragmented a lot of society is now, and how, you know, inward looking we are with our devices and everything online and stuff. And baseball, to me, is still that thing where people come together physically in person, either on a team or the spectators, and they're doing something, you know, in person and real.
Yeah,
That's different, right?
It's hard, I think, for this age group, and these guys can probably talk to it better because they're experiencing it firsthand. You know, they do have a lot of distractions, right? And they're mm-hmm. used to kind of their own closed world with their devices or whatever it might be. And there's only a few times where they're forced to focus on something that's different. And we all know baseball is a tough game to focus on for at any age level, right? So this it's
takes practice, right?
Yeah. It's really teaching them a lot about that. And I think the team aspect of it is really important for them to develop, because, you know, that's as you know, right, when we move on in life, like, everything's about teams and working with other people. So
yeah.
This is a good skill set to learn.
Yeah. We're talking about Babe Ruth baseball here this morning on Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR FM. My guests here across the dais, we've got Dave Wildgoose, the president of the organization. We've got managers Corey Hillard and manager Corey Hillard and coaches Scott Reed and Aiden Hillard. We're talking all about the tournament that is coming here to Wacona Park on starting on next Friday, July 25th. When's the first game that day?
First game will be at 10 a.m. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, there's four games mm-hmm. Each day. They go 10 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m., and then 7 p.m., with the 7 p.m. game on Friday, Saturday, Sunday being the host team, the Pittsfield team, so Corey's team.
So that first group of games, those first 3 days, is sort of like the, what would you call it?
They call it pool play. So the teams, there's eight teams.
Mm-hmm.
They break the New England region actually into seven states, not six.
Okay.
But they split Massachusetts.
What's the seventh? Oh, two
they split Massachusetts into Western and Eastern.
Yeah.
So that they can formulate a tournament that's got eight teams, the host plus the seven other teams.
Mm-hmm.
So they all come in and they split them into two pools.
So there's a winner of each one of those regions, and those winning teams are coming here for this tournament?
Correct. Mm-hmm. With one exception that does happen on occasion where a state may not send a representative. In this case, this year, Maine is not sending a 13-year-old representative. So they do a lottery for all the other states, and they drew Eastern Mass.
Ah.
And so Eastern Mass state champion right now is Braintree.
Okay.
And then Arlington won was the runner-up. So Arlington will also be attending from Eastern Mass.
And so all of those teams have been set in stone. That's been decided. When were those playoffs?
Those happened this past week, and we're actually still waiting on two teams. New Hampshire and Connecticut are still playing. I think New Hampshire may have finished up, but we're waiting for their information, and then Connecticut.
Hmm. Okay, so then that all happens, and then those families, I would imagine, have to make pretty quick plans to come to Pittsfield, right?
Yes.
As many of them as they do.
Yeah.
And, of course, there will also be an opportunity for families and extended family members that can't attend the tournament to watch it on TV. So we should probably throw that out there.
Yeah.
A shameless plug here for PCTV. Plug,
yeah, PCTV is going to broadcast the games, which is great. We did that 2 years ago, and that was a huge success. It was and it was a lot of fun. The feedback we got was tremendous.
Yeah.
You know, just being able to watch the games with some commentary, and mm-hmm. you know, you guys have your announcing crew is awesome. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be fun again.
Yeah. So that's basically an overview of the tournament. So eight different teams and pool play, and then you get to the last 2 days, and how does that work?
So what happens is after the pool play, they eliminate one team from each pool. So then Monday will be they'll eliminate one team, and then the top team in each pool will get a bye. So they won't play on Monday. And then the other two teams will play essentially a quarterfinal game, almost a play-in game to the semis.
Hmm.
So Monday there's two games, 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Those two teams that win those games will advance to Tuesday. They'll play the top seeds from the pools.
So they have basically the top seeds get the day off on Monday.
Correct. They get
Monday.
They get to go over to wherever, Jimmy Peak, and do the mountain coaster, have some fun, and then on Tuesday in the morning an afternoon, the 10 and the 1 p.m. game will be the semifinal games, mm-hmm. and the winners of those will play the championship game at 4 p.m.
Mm. And let me open it up, too, to ask, do you see some of the other teams and families sticking around for the games that their kids are not involved with? Are they sort of checking out the other teams? Are they getting pointers? Do you see any of that stuff during the tournaments?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of families like to go and, you know, watch these teams play. You know I will be there scouting some of these teams, you know, when we're not playing. And, yeah, I think the families will. I mean, I think it's a good thing Pittsfield's hosting regionals, you know, especially the younger kids who want to come watch, you know, these games, you know, especially Little League kids.
Right.
You know, they like to watch, you know, the bigger kids play on the bigger field, you know, especially under the lights.
Yeah.
You know, I think the lights does something to these kids where you just want to come and play. I know back when I played high school, if we were playing under the lights, you know, I kind of took it to that different level. You know, it was exciting, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think, yeah, families are definitely going to want to, you know, come and watch.
Yeah.
The kids all just love baseball. They just want to hang around, be at the park, hang out with their buddies. So,
yeah,
especially when it's local. You know, when you're playing away, you get back to the hotel, you go bowling, all that stuff. But when it's local, you're just hanging out at the park with all your buddies. So,
yeah,
I'm sure the kids will definitely be hanging around for a bit at Winona Park this weekend for sure, next weekend.
And talk about the two coaches here that we have. Let's just ask you, well, first of all, what do you coach within the team? Because obviously the manager's responsible for everything. Are you doing specific pitching or infielding, or are you sort of kind of do everything? How does that work? Go ahead, Aiden.
So I've been working primarily in practice with the catchers, a little bit of infield. During games, I coach third base.
And what's it like asking them to sort of, you know, pick up their game a little bit if you're seeing something that you want to instruct? Because obviously you came from a background where you were a player, and now you're flipping it over and you're teaching the skills that you learned. You know, what's that like?
Honestly, it's great. I think this is like one of the most coachable group of kids I've ever had. No shade to my high school team, but I think they're more coachable. I think they are.
What makes a player coachable?
Just the, you know, the ability to comprehend instruction, and if you don't get it, ask. I think one of our catchers, Cooper Brown, does that very well. Same thing with our second baseman, Jeremiah Bullitt. He does that really well, and it's a good thing to see.
So listening, taking instruction, being able to be flexible, probably. I mean, it's funny because you think about if you follow any Major League Baseball, you know that all the players have egos, right? And they sometimes do what they're supposed to do, and sometimes they don't do. And, you know, there's lots of examples of that. But I would imagine that a lot of that is very similar even at the Babe Ruth level, right?
Yeah.
Scott?
Our baseball players have high IQ, baseball IQ. So they kind of know what they're doing. It comes down to execution. And as long as they, you know, are aware and ready to make the right play, they're halfway there.
Yeah.
And they're 13. So we totally understand there's going to be errors made.
Yeah.
There's going to be bad decisions made. It's just try and be as consistent as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to.
But it probably is the training also, right? It's the muscle memory. It's the number of reps that you do on things, right? After a while, it becomes... just second nature.
Little League sets the tone with that, really. You come from AAA where you're practicing one day a week and having one game a week, and then all of a sudden, bam, you're practicing 8 days a week when you get to Little League, you know? And it's just, that's how it's been since they've been 9 years old. And it's just show up, repeat, learn.
Yeah.
And then here we are, 13 years old, and, you know, they're all stars trying to win a regional championship. It's pretty cool.
And I think that you just brought up something, too, which is the time commitment. You know, how much dedication that the kids and the families have to put in to make a team that can be successful and get to a regional tournament like this, or even just to play a season and, you know, find some success.
You had asked that question earlier. You would what it's like, you know, as far as parent support.
Yeah.
Parents are leaving work early to pull this off. They're pulling in grandma, grandpa, you know, aunts and uncles to get kids to and from practice, asking coaches to help get kids to and from practice. So it truly is a grind, but if you love it, it's not a thing. It's the fun part, really.
Yeah.
And these kids, you know, they've had the luxury of, you know, as they've moved up from Little League to play in the house league against older kids, more talent, 15 and 16 year old players. But now they're with their group and they're the best 13s in our league, and they're all competing, not in a negative way against each other, but trying to make sure that, hey, they perform, they deliver, they develop the skills that are going to give them the opportunity to help the team succeed. And these guys do a great job of embracing that and using that competitive nature as a positive when they get out in the field and have to compete against other teams.
I would imagine that the kids have a competitive nature, which, of course, you need when you're going to be, you know, playing in a competitive game and trying to win games, win tournaments. Are the parents competitive also? Do you have to sort of manage those expectations? How's that like?
Yeah, I would think they're – I mean, yeah, I mean, we've had –
They're proud and excited.
Yeah.
Well, they should be.
Like,
sure.
I mean, they really get into it. You know, it's like, you know, a bad call by the ump. You're hearing it from the parents, you know. So, I mean, they want the kids to do very well, you know. And sometimes the umps can be, yeah, you know.
Well, we're not going to have the robot umps anytime soon in 13U right now.
Yeah, you know, but, you know, they want their kids to perform very well. And, you know, you just talking to some of them, you know, they're competitive too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want us to win, you know, so it's fun. It's fun.
Yeah, they want this team to be successful and move on, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody's got a role in the team, and sometimes that's tough because you might have been in a different position years prior or with your house league team, and now you've got to figure out how to make it work with a group that's all the same age. Mm. But there's a lot of camaraderie, I think, with the parents, and they're all supportive. Mm. So good group.
And then after this regional tournament, the winner of the tournament moves on to something else. What happens after this?
Yeah, so the winner would move on to the Babe Ruth World Series, and that this year that'll be in Jamestown, New York.
Okay, so
a little bit further west, but not as bad as Hot Springs, Arkansas, or Branson, Missouri, where the other ones are. So,
and so that is what, four teams that end up in the World Series, or is that?
No, there's.
I think there's yeah, eight, 12 teams maybe.
Yeah. Well, they after what I think it was after 2022 they expanded it to. Like teams outside of the country.
Oh wow! Okay.
So the number I couldn't put a number on, but it's up
it's
there.
It's larger than four.
Oh, yeah.
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 I think it's probably like 12 from. Okay. Yeah. There's
yeah.
Two
teams
different
from
divisions.
The U.S. Yeah. And then I think it's some international teams. Yeah. So it might be 12 teams.
Yeah.
So obviously it's consequential, I guess, is what I'm saying, is that what happens here in Pittsfield with these eight teams that are coming into play, there's one team that's going to move on and continue that year.
Yeah. Yep. Yep, absolutely, and he's, you know, Corey experienced that with his son Cam when they went to the World Series back in 2022. Yeah, it's 13s.
Yeah.
It's very competitive, and you know you want to make that, you want to move on, you want to work hard and make the next step. And they saw some great talent. They went to the championship game of the World Series, the
played,
final game.
Played Hawaii in the championship
game. Who had won the Little League World Series the year
who
before.
Had won,
is that right?
Exactly, for the 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
Right?
And
what a good team that was. I don't think they made one error that whole tournament.
Wow.
You know, they were... They were really good.
That's impressive.
And it was fun. Yeah. It was fun watching all those different teams play, you know. Yeah. So, yeah.
We're talking about the Babe Ruth Baseball 13U Regional Tournament that's going to be happening here in Pittsfield at Wacona Park starting on Friday, July 25th, running through Tuesday, the 29th of July, and that is going to bring eight regional teams in for how many games again, did we say?
A total of 17 games.
17 games. That's a lot of baseball at Wacona Park.
5 days, yes.
And so we're speaking with the folks behind that tournament and behind that team here this morning on Morning Drive. We've got a couple minutes before we have to go to our top of the hour break. Maybe just tell me what you'd be looking for out of the community right now. Do you need people to help you with this tournament?
Yeah, we are always looking for volunteers to help work the tournament. There's a lot of tasks and a lot of work that goes into making this successful, whether it's, you know, helping with our concession stand, selling merchandise, working the ticket booth, helping get the field ready between games. There's a lot of tasks, and we actually have a sign-up process, a volunteer process that we're using Sign Up Genius. which is a website that you can go in and organize an event and request volunteers. So if anyone is interested, go online to Sign Up Genius, search for the New England Regional 13-year-old Babe Ruth Tournament, and you should find our event. And you can go in and sign up for time slot. They're like, you know, 2 or 3 hour time slots because we kind of put it around a game. And yeah, that'd be great for to get more support from the community on that. We're also looking for additional sponsorship. So if there's businesses out there that are interested in putting an ad in our program, which we sell to all the families and patrons, feel free to reach out you can reach out to Babe Ruth Baseball. You can find us on the web or search for me, Dave Wildgoose, and at gmail.com, and you can get some info to me.
That's the way to do it. And it's Sign Up Genius. That's kind of a cool thing. So especially, again, you're running 5 days of a tournament where you need all these people to do all these tasks, and maybe just a short hitch, a three-hour hitch or whatever, that'll probably make a big difference.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So, again, we're talking with the folks from the Babe Ruth Baseball Tournament. We have Dave Wildgoose, Corey Hillard, Scott Reed, and we just had Aiden Hillard here as well. We're going to take that top of the hour break that we always do and come back right after this and talk more about this great tournament happening in Pittsfield starting next week. So let's get to that right now, and we'll be back in just a moment. This is Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR-FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR-FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR-FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
Need help with a new device? PCTV's Digital Navigator can match you with a free laptop, desktop, tablet, or hotspot from our available stock, thanks to the Alliance for Digital Equity. We'll also assess if your current device is worth fixing or ready to recycle. Get a free consultation at PCTV 4 Federico Drive, Pittsfield, or call 413-445-4234. Brought to you by PCTV and the Alliance for Digital Equity, keeping communities connected.
Hey water lovers, this is Leslie Gabriel, your water ambassador, host of And So It Flows. Our water music and water culture brings water outside the cup. Moisten your ears every Tuesday at 2 p.m. here at WTBR 89.7 FM. Love your water.
In the abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at sondrini.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back, WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Yes, welcome back to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, and on 88.1 WSBR in Lee, Lenox, and Stockbridge, also watching us on 1301 Access Pittsfield on cable, and we appreciate all of the ways that you tune in and listen to us here. This is Thursday, July 17th on Morning Drive. I'm Sean Sayre, and we'll be back to our discussion about the Babe Ruth 13U Regional Tournament, the New England Regional Tournament, as a matter of fact, coming to Pittsfield here on Friday, July 25th. That's next Friday, a week from tomorrow, and running through Tuesday, the 29th. There's going to be, I think we said, 17 games played right there at Wacona Park, some of them under the lights. Great to see Wacona Park still in use, and we're going to talk to Dave a little bit more about what that means for the city as well. First, let's get to our weather forecast. As you're just waking up and getting outside today, you know that it's a warm and muggy morning, and we got one more kind of muggy day with some showers and thunderstorms coming, supposedly. And then we hear we're going to get a little bit of a relief when it comes to tomorrow and maybe part of the weekend. So we'll hear about that and then get right back to our conversation. Here we go. Berkshire
weather. WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, showers likely. A chance of thunderstorms this morning, then thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Some thunderstorms may produce gusty wind and heavy rainfall this afternoon. Hot with highs in the upper 80s. Southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Chance of rain 70%. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Showers and thunderstorms likely in the evening. Some thunderstorms may produce gusty wind and heavy rainfall in the evening. Cooler with lows in the lower 60s. West wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Chance of rain 60%. Friday, partly sunny in the morning, then clearing. Not as warm. Less humid with highs in the upper 70s. Northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right, sounds like we've got a little bit of incoming again today. We'll see if that pans out. A lot of times they'll talk about these big storms, and we've been lucky in some ways. It just passed to the north of us or the south of us. I don't know whether that's just the Berkshire Mountains that help us deflect those big storms, but every once in a while we get a bullseye, and we'll see what happens today. But those are some big ones coming in from what I hear. All right. Welcome again to the show. Morning Drive, 89.7 WTBR FM. And joining us here, we did lose a couple of our guests to other commitments this morning, but we still have Dave Wildgoose and Corey Hillard here in the studio. Thanks again, gentlemen, for being here and talking about this morning.
Yeah, thanks,
Sean.
Thank you.
Great talking to you about it. I guess let's talk about the support that you need for this tournament, right? In addition to all the support that the city of Pittsfield lends and having Wacona Park available and things like that, there's some real costs, right, to putting something like this on. How do you get through that?
Yeah, so we've partnered with some key sponsors. Prominently, our major sponsor is the Pittsfield Cooperative Bank. Mm. They've been extremely supportive. We've been working with them not only on how do we defer the cost to manage this, but also, you know, how do we get word out about the things that they're doing, a lot of the changes they're making, you know, some new leadership that's come in. They're really interested in making sure that they're supportive of not only the community events that they have, but, you know, how do they reach a broader audience. So we've been partnering with them, getting their message out, and they're helping us with making sure that we can put a successful event on. Ray Smith over there, Mike Daly, have been great in helping us out, and we're really excited to have them be our prominent partner on the tournament.
That's great. It's good to have that, and other sponsors as well.
Yeah, we have Berkshire Bank as always helps us out with things. They're a big sponsor. We've got sponsorships from, you know, a couple of other firms, Smith Watson and Cohen Kinney, Onyx and Milltown have all pitched in to help us make this successful, and then countless other businesses. We have. You know, we've got a program that we will have printed up that'll have all the teams in it. Also have all the sponsors that, you know, have helped us out. We'll put ad spots in there. We have player profiles and shout outs and things like that in the program. So that'll be great for those families to have that memory and be able to get that. But also, we'll be recognizing those businesses. Mm-hmm. You know, we're getting, you know, being Wacona Park where it is, we've got, you know, there's a couple of establishments right there. You know, Hudpuckers is right there, and they're going to help us out. They're mm-hmm. they've been great partners for us because of the proximity. So, mm-hmm. You know, they're I'm sure they'll get, you know, a lot of spillover business from people leaving games and wanting to get, you know, a good meal. And we've got other businesses that have stepped up. You know, whether that's, you know, Mazio's at meats at Guido's, or, you know, you've got Proprietor's Lodge. You know, they've all, a lot of these businesses have pitched in to try to help us, and that's been great. And we want to, again, this event allows us to funnel those patrons, those people that are coming in from out of town, to those establishments, and give them some recognition. Mm-hmm. And again, that, you know, we've got good businesses that are really community focused that are sponsors that, you know, this is going to benefit them, and mm-hmm. and hopefully it'll get repeat customers back to the Berkshires that aren't here just for baseball. They're here for to go to Bosque, or here to go do something else, right? Like it's such an activity here.
And that leads me to the question that I was just about to ask, which is, why does this benefit Pittsfield? Why is it that a tournament like this that brings in people from all over and shows off what we have in Pittsfield, why is that good for the greater community, not only just for these teams and these families, you know, and the idea of baseball? It's more than that, right?
Yeah, it's look, the Berkshires is a destination, and we know that there's a lot of that. And this time of year, the summer it's packed because of Tanglewood, it's because Jacob's Pillow, and you've got great museums and activities. You've got great, you know, fun places to go, like Balderdash Cellars, or, you know, you go to, you know, the breweries that we have. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a fun place to come out to, and there's so many things to do. Outdoor activities, whether you want to hike, canoe, mountain bike, you know, you want to go up to Jiminy Peak in the summer, or in the winter when you want to hit the ski mountains. And it's different than going to a Vermont or Maine or New Hampshire to ski, or out west, because it's a smaller community. There's more activities to do around the community, more accessible. Mm-hmm. So it makes it, I think, just showcase what we have here. Let's bring more people from out of town. And you know, that's where Wacona Park becomes really important to this whole equation. You know, and mm-hmm. I think we talked about that in 23 when we did this, and again this year it's even more important, because, you know, as the longer we wait to have a new Wacona Park, the harder these things are going to be to do.
Yeah.
But we want to keep having these events. We want to keep showcasing what we have and establish the value of what a Wacona Park brings to the community.
And Corey, your team plays on Wacona Park field throughout your season, right? Not only just here for this regional tournament. Yes. Talk about what it's like to play there.
I think it's great playing there. I think it's a beautiful field. It's got some history.
Yeah,
you know,
it certainly does.
I remember back when, you know, Pittsfield Mets, the Cubs played there. You know, it was exciting. You know, the stadiums were packed. There was cars all over the place. Mm-hmm. You know, from my childhood, I'd loved it. You know, just seeing those lights on at night. You know, I mean, it's great.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the kids enjoy it too.
Yeah. And you know, obviously, you've seen your kids play there as right? And
yes,
as you know, you've been managing.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, it's great. You know, I've played baseball my whole life. I love it.
Yeah.
You know, I love coaching. You know,
did you start as a little leaguer also?
I did. Yeah. I, you know, minor league all the way up to little league to high school. You know, so yeah.
Adult league, I think, right?
Adult league. Yeah. I just, you know, I basically just retired from adult league.
Wow. And that's important to throw out there too. That it, you know, it doesn't have to end at high school.
No,
if you got baseball in your blood and you want to keep playing, there are ways to do it, right?
Oh,
like if you're in your what 20s, 30s.
Yes, yeah, so the adult league has a younger league that is, I believe, 21 through, I think, like 30. I mean, you could play the young division until you're 50, you know, but they do have two separate leagues. Mm. They have an older division and a younger division, you know, so.
And that's baseball. So, I mean, obviously there are some folks that continue their athleticism by playing softball or playing other sports as well, but that's actually hardball. Right?
Hardball. It's fastball league. Yeah. They get quite a few teams. I think one division, maybe six teams in the younger division, six teams in the upper division.
And that's here in Berkshire County?
And that's here in Berkshire County. There are some teams that come out of Barrington, a few Pittsfield teams. I believe Dalton has a team, you know, so.
Yep.
Yeah, and they used a lot of Wacona Park this year too.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, yep. played some games there. I think they played on 4th of July.
They played on 4th of July. Yeah, last 2 years they played 4th of July.
Yeah. So that's important to tell people too that they may see the headlines and think that Wacona Park's grandstand has been closed down, but it doesn't mean the field is idle, right? There are things going on there. Baseball's still being played there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that playing surface is still very good.
It's a good playing surface.
The city, Eddie Casella and Jim McGrath, Parks, they take great care of that facility for the playing surface, right? Mm-hmm. And there's not much they can do, obviously, with the grandstand. It is what it is. But to keep that field maintained and allow, whether that's, a Pittsfield Taconic High School game or for us to play a Babe Ruth game or the adult league or, for us to host a tournament, to keep that field in shape and keep it used is really important. Playing surfaces don't like when they're idle. They don't respond well. They need to be used.
No, they don't.
Yeah. What's your opinion, both the gentlemen here, about the future plans of Wacona Park? First of all, how important do you think it is as a keystone for Pittsfield and for Berkshire County? And then also, what do you think of, being able to sort of transform that space into something that can serve generations to come for baseball?
I think we need to do something with it. I mean, improve the bleachers or whatever, keep it going. Like Dave said, fields that sit idle,
it's no good. Yeah.
It's
you don't
want to
grow any weeds in the outfield.
That venue is so historic and means so much to the city. We have to have something there, right? In some form or fashion, right? Mm-hmm. And I think the plans that they put together are fantastic. Looks beautiful, and if they can raise the money to get it done, it needs to get done, right? Because
there's a lot of other spending priorities, right?
Correct.
We talk about the city budget here on this show all the time, and there's always a need to do the roads and do the bridges and the waterways, and there's a lot of garbage and everything else that sort of filters into city finances, and then there's Wacona Park, and you say, well, where does that fit? How can we? Why do we want to make that a priority in the community? And that's, I guess, people have to make a case for it.
Yeah, and it's things like this. Like if we can bring communities from outside of the Berkshires into Pittsfield to experience that, if we can host more events like this, there's tournaments like when you look at baseball, soccer, lacrosse, they're tournaments all summer, all over the place, right? Where they have a facility that they can host it. We could be doing that here, right? We could be having some of those tournaments. We can be bringing those people in. We can be hosting, another college league team or a minor league team. We can have baseball be prominent in this community, which I feel like it already is to a degree. So the more we can bring events like this in and showcase what we have, that's going to bring not only, revenue into the businesses that are going to serve that, but also into the city through tax revenue and all kinds of other ways that you're going to generate and offset and defer the cost that you'd have to put into making that facility what it is. And then there's the other things you can do with it, right? If you do it right, you can host more non-athletic events there, concerts and when they do the movies in the park over at Clapp, right? They can be doing that at Wacona, and they can be bringing a lot of. I mean, just thinking about having vendors there, food trucks, all these things that community wants to come out and experience and do, and we don't necessarily have the best way to do that today. We're trying. They're doing a great job with all those kind of events and trying to bring the community together, but this could really be a hub for that.
And both of you have traveled around in different venues, different locations, different cities and towns, and seen their facilities and their parks and stuff. What kind of first impressions do you get, and do you start to think, comparison and say, well, if we only had this at Wacona Park or in Pittsfield, do you ever get sort of thoughts like that?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, and I'll let Corey chime in on this too, but you need to have an artificial turf playing surface. Absolutely.
You see a lot of that in other venues?
Yes. Yeah. In the Northeast, if you're going to – you cannot play baseball in March and April if you don't have a turf surface.
And that takes a really critical time away from getting on the field.
You extend the season. Yeah, you're playing in the cold, but you can't play on a field that's rain-soaked, that's got snow on it, that's – if – if you've got an artificial surface, and you look at any college in the Northeast, they're all getting artificial surfaces for baseball and most of their sports because they have to be able to play in March and April. And I know that BCC is establishing a team, a baseball team, which is going to be great, but where are they going to play in March when their season starts? You know, they're going to have to be, every game is going to be away, which means now those teams are not coming into Pittsfield. That revenue is not staying in Pittsfield. So it's really important.
Interesting. And I know that was considered, and I don't know that they made a final decision on that in the Wacona Park Restoration Committee, but it was discussed about adding a field turf.
Yeah, and
does it make a difference in terms of the actual play at this level? Probably not at this level.
I think the ball plays faster off of turf.
Okay.
I mean, my son's played on a few turf fields, and, you know, I mean, some kids like it, some kids don't, but I think we definitely need turf field, you know. And then, you know, other places that we've gone have these facilities like complexes, you know, where they have multi-fields.
The amenities,
know?
Right?
Yes, too. You know. Like Virginia, we went down for the World Series. Those fields were beautiful. I mean, they had, I think, two Babe Ruth fields, a couple softball fields, and some Little League fields.
All in one big complex.
All in one big complex. You know, one of them might have been turf. But they were beautiful fields.
Yeah. You know? And you know, the baseball purists would say, hey, you know, you need grass and dirt, right? I'm probably more of a baseball purist than not, but the practicality of it today in this area, for what we want to use it for and the time frame we want to use it for, or will need to use it for, I think that surface is going to be more practical. You know, maintenance wise, you don't have to mow it, you don't have to drag the field, you don't have to rebuild the mound, unless you can put a dirt mound in. I see fields that are turf with dirt mounds, and those are nice as well.
And they're basically lined. You don't have to put
The lines down. You know, the bases are kind of more stationary. Yeah. And you go out with a backpack blower and you blow any debris off of it when you need to clean it up. It's super simple. But I think, you know, again, the baseball purists would say, well, you know, we like to have the bad hop and we like to have the chalk fly when the ball hits it, right? And that is, that's the romance of the game, right? Uh-huh. And we love that. But again, I think the practicality of actually just getting the games in and not having to deal with so many rain outs because of not the rain that's coming down now, but the rain that fell, you know, 6 hours ago or the day before.
The field, right? And now it's unusable.
Yeah, you can't play, and we have to spend a ton of money on speedy dry or conditioner to get the field ready. And it's a costly. So you'll make your money back on it just in the maintenance side alone.
And going back to, and just to remind people, we're talking about the Babe Ruth 13U regional tournament that's happening here in Pittsfield, starting on the 25th, next Friday, at Wacona Park, with 17 games being played with teams all over New England coming into Pittsfield. What do you do with the weather? And that's the big thing, right? Because you got 17 games that sort of tightly scheduled. Yeah. You know when they're going to be played, and you sometimes have a little bit of wiggle room, but if you get a big weather incident, let's say, like we had 2 years ago, right? How do you make that work?
Yeah, so 2 years ago we did struggle with the weather. Once we hit
some of the days were nice, but Monday was tough.
Monday and Tuesday were challenging, and we put the tarp on the field. And we won't do that again. I'll tell you that. That's
because it was hard getting it back off, right?
That's a lot. We don't have enough resources to do that. Trust me. It took both teams and all the parents to put that tarp on.
I think a couple of our crew were out there pulling. Bob Heck was out there pulling.
Yeah, and I told him, I said, you better get out here. Otherwise, this game, you're going to be here all night. We've looked at that. We've got contingency plans for that. We're making sure that we have fields in Pittsfield to move games to. So, you know, we have Deming Park, where we are our home field for our league, and we know how to get that field ready after a rainstorm. It could rain, and we could have that field ready in an hour. So we're good at that. Mm-hmm. So we can do that. We can use Clapp Park and Taconic, and we're securing those fields to make sure we have them available to us throughout the tournament, not only for practices, but for the teams that are coming in, but also if we have rain on Friday and we have to move games to Saturday, we'll play, you know, we'll move everything to other fields if Wacona Park's not playable. So
Well, I heard the weather forecast, and we're getting a drier stretch of weather for right after today, tonight, and into tomorrow. We'll see, right? Knock on wood right now. We'll see what comes of it from next Friday onward.
Yeah, but, that would be the other volunteer ask I would have. If anyone has any direct connections with the weather, let's make sure it's not sunny the whole week.
There is some cooler weather coming in, though,
That's what I'm 70s? Hearing. Cooler and drier.
I'll take it.
We'll see. Nicer baseball weather, right?
I'll take it.
Yeah.
It's hard playing in the 90s.
Yeah, and these guys are, we talked about practices earlier. These guys are, you know, doing double sessions and, you know, 90-degree days. I mean, it's a grind for these guys, these players, and the coaches, too. Like, they're throwing a lot of BP, and I'm sure some sore arms with our coaches, but... Yeah, they're
and the kids don't get to rip the shoulders off, you know, like the Major League Baseball players.
No. We have them take it pretty seriously. You know, they've got practice uniforms they wear. You know, this is a much more structured. You know, this is the real deal. We want them to have a great experience. Mm-hmm. We want them to. And what's important about us doing it for the 13-year-olds this year is the experience that they're going to have and the families are going to have will now extend. When they're 14 and 15 and 16, and they'll get this, they'll have this experience to build off of, and hopefully they'll be back to other regional tournaments, in the coming years. But
this is something too; these kids are going to remember their entire lives, right?
I mean, exactly.
For the short amount of time I played baseball as a little leaguer, and I loved it. I was not very good at it, but I loved it, and I still remember it very, very well. Being out there on the field and being with the team and practicing and all the other things that we did. I ended up playing golf after that, so there you go. I'll stick with that. I can still play golf.
Yeah. Yeah,
you put me on a baseball field, I'm not going to do very well.
You know, Corey might be taking putting the bat away and taking the golf club out pretty soon now he's giving up baseball.
I know my two boys have been getting into golf, so we just bought Cameron a golf set for his birthday. He's been up at DA. Yeah. He was just there the other day. He went by himself, actually. A few days ago, didn't ask me to go. You know, I was sitting home just doing nothing. He just went.
But that's what, like, you know, that's what these kids, baseball brings for these kids. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard to go from, you know, and it happens, right? But if you're a football player, a basketball player, and you've got that constant, you know, action in the game, and you go and play a game like golf where it's slower, you know, you got to have a pace and some patience.
Yeah.
Baseball is a great transition into that, right? These kids are learning how to be patient athletically, and you know, we see a ton of baseball players. If you actually, the PHS Taconic golf team, I think last year was almost all baseball players, right?
Yeah.
Because
it's a good sport and to transition into, so, and you can play it forever. So it's good that these kids are doing this now and experiencing what that's like and developing that level of patience. This is it's an important time, our 13-year-old group, and I think Scott talked about it earlier. It's the biggest transition they're going to make athletically, going from Little League to Babe Ruth, because the field is so much bigger, the throws are so much longer. Mm-hmm. You know, what's a home run in Little League is a pop fly to the shortstop in shallow left, right? So,
how hard is it to see a home run from the 13U players at Wakona Park? Does that happen?
Ooh,
that could happen.
I think that's
a long way, right?
Cooper Reed could probably hit it out of there. He's the kid's 7 feet tall, for Christ. I mean, he's taller than me. He's taller than his brother.
Yeah, he's strong.
You know,
he's very strong.
You know, he throws hard. I think he could potentially have one or two out of Wakona Park.
Yeah.
You know?
We had a 14-year-old who's on our 14-year-old All-Star team. He hit a home run in Wakona Park in one of the playoff games to left field, 380 feet.
That's
so
amazing.
It can happen.
Right.
And the competitiveness of this group, the other teams that are going to come in, they're going to throw hard. They're going to be bigger kids. They're going to be developed. And, you know, you throw the ball harder, it goes further when you hit it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to help.
Yeah. All right, once again, we're talking about the Babe Ruth Baseball 13U Regional Tournament happening here starting next Friday, the 25th of July. And Dave Wildgoose, Corey Hillard are both here today talking about it. And earlier we had Scott Reed and Aiden Hillard on as well. Great group. One more shout out for people who might want to volunteer for this, because it's not set in stone yet. You still need people, right?
And how
do they get in touch with you?
Yep, we are looking for more volunteers. Go to Sign Up Genius on the web. Do a search for New England Regional 13-year-old Regional Babe Ruth Tournament. And you'll see our Wacona Park logo there, and you'll see it Pittsfield Babe Ruth host, and go in and click on a time slot, sign up. Well, more is better. We need a lot of help. There's
still time for sponsors too, right?
Still time for sponsors. We're going to lock in our program probably this weekend. Mm-hmm. So if you got something that you want to get out to us, reach out. We have a Facebook page. You can reach out through that, Pittsfield Babe Ruth, mm-hmm. and that's probably the easiest way to get stuff to us. But yeah, we're a nonprofit organization. We spend a ton of work. Mm-hmm. Trying to make sure we're there for the community for baseball purposes, and we're so thankful of what our community businesses, sponsors, our team sponsors during our house league, supporters, all that they do for us to make it a great experience for kids. So it's going to be a fun time.
And don't forget, folks, you can watch these games on PCTV Select at pittsfieldtv.org, and also on the Roku and Fire TV and other places like that. So there'll be ways to watch this. All the games will be streamed. And Dave and Corey, thanks for being here today.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Good luck with the tournament.
Thank you.
Best of luck to the Pittsfield 13U All-Stars. We want to see them win the tournament.
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day, everybody. And Bill Sturgeon. We'll be back tomorrow for a show. We'll see you then. Take care.